Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings. Wide World on Money FM 89.3.
As we look around the world, we all know we're using a lot more electricity. Mm. We use it for our devices, of course, and now charging EVs. And recently, the stories have come out about the massive use of electricity by AI and all of the AI components that we need to power. And one figure that I read said global electricity demand is expanding to rise at a faster rate over the next 3 years, growing by an average of 3.4% through the year 2026. So clearly we have got a lot of work to do to make sure that we are powered the way we need to be powered. Joining us in the studio to talk about an interesting take on power and how we get more out of the current power systems we have is Jean-Philippe Elkoury. He is the Vice President of Grid Software for Asia at Siemens. Jean-Philippe, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Neil. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you with us. We need a lot more power, don't we? I mean, in the future and now, too.
Yeah, we do. And not only we need more power, but we need also more clean power, right? So that's why it's very complicated.
Well, let's start with that. I mean, Siemens Grid Software says it's shaping the future landscape as advanced AI moves the grid towards a flexible net zero world. For our listeners, just tell us first, what is the Siemens Grid Software? What do you do?
Grid Software, basically, we are providing software, right? Mm. And by the way, Siemens, we are not like a mattress company. I don't know why. I have some
Siemens,
friends telling
not
me,
Siemens.
Yeah. Are you designing mattress? I say no. Although I wish so on a Saturday morning, right?
But no, we are not.
So Siemens is a very large corporation, right? We have more than 300,000 people worldwide, and we are developing software. We are developing products to help the energy transition. And specifically, the activity I'm working for is dedicated to energy transition. Okay, so we call it Siemens Grid Software.
And that transition, it goes, what, from traditional coal and those types of powers to more sustainable powers?
Exactly, yes. So what is energy transition? Maybe we can explain to your audience. So in the past, we use a lot of coal and everything, right? And if we move forward and if we want to save the planet, basically we have to reduce our carbon emissions, our CO2 emissions. Mm. If you look at the power generation, what is producing those CO2 emissions? 40% of the CO2 emissions, carbon emissions, it's coming from power generation. Mm. So what is producing the electricity for us? Mm. So basically, and when I say 40%, actually in the region it's even higher, right? Because if you look at Indonesia, for example, there is a lot of coal. So yeah, we have a big issue. So
yeah.
Energy transition is how basically we move from this, I will call it dirty power generation, to more clean energy like wind, solar, and so on. And that one has a lot of implications for the power utilities, like Singapore Power or so on. That is where our solutions in Siemens Grid Software is helping those power utilities.
Hmm. So how do you actually do it? How do you make that specific transition? You call it the energy transition from, to use your word, inverted commas, dirty energy to clean energy. How do you do that?
Okay, so the thing is, in principle, if you think of it, should be very easy, right? You say, okay, I take my coal power plant, I just take a solar plant, I replace it, and okay, that's
turn
it.
Off Done. One, turn
off
on the other.
Exactly, and you get your electricity. Mm. But in reality, it's much more complicated because if you take a solar plant or wind plant, it will produce electricity only when there is wind or when there is sun, right? That's the number one. So you need to manage this intermittency of generation. The second one is that this electricity or those power plants like PV or wind, they're really scattered all around the network. So before, for example, you have just one power generation in Jurong, okay, one, simple. Now you have power generation everywhere, right? Like on the HDB, you have solar panels and so on.
Mm.
And this is creating a lot of problems for the grid because when I say the grid, basically, is all the wires, everything that brings the electricity from the power generation to your plug, to your home, right? And this is creating a lot of problems for the grid because the grid is not ready to accept all of this today.
Yeah. Oh. So you have to bring all these different sources of renewables, for example, together and then distribute them out. And is that what the software is helping to figure out how to do?
Yes. So in fact, what will do the software, in fact? So this software, it will help in what we call smart grid. Maybe you have heard about the term, about smart grid. Yeah. So smart grid is like, it's a smart grid, basically. So the smart grid, on the smart grid, we'll put sensors everywhere all across the network. And basically, we will use this software to tell the power utility when there is a problem on the grid, like there is a problem on the wire. We'll also tell the power utility when it's better to use the energy. So for example, we know in advance that there will be sun, okay, in Singapore. So in advance, we can say, hey, at that time of the day, there will be a peak of generation, so we can use it.
Wow.
So does it come down to like maybe hours or even minutes that you can that you can use the software
to? That's fascinating. Yeah. So you're saying this smart grid software can roughly pinpoint that the sun is going to shine, say, over Geelong, where you have solar panels there, take the energy from there and distribute somewhere else. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit more.
I'm sure.
But to make it simple, we can say yes.
Yeah. Wow, hopefully. That's fascinating.
And so what are the variables you'd be working with? Sun would be one, obviously, the weather, rain. What things, what variables does the software look at?
I would say mostly also the load on the grid. So the load is up. How much electricity you have on the grid. And that's why if you look at your home, you have those smart meters. The meter, if you open, they're all communicating, right? So they're communicating in real time how much electricity you are consuming. We are using this information. We are using also the information from the power generation, like solar, wind, and so on. We compile everything, and then we say, okay, this is how we will balance in real time the consumption of electricity and the production of electricity.
So they're getting the information from both sides, the distribution and the consumer side. Yeah. Fascinating. Yes.
We're talking with Jean-Philippe El-Khoury, the Vice President of Grid Software for Asia at Siemens. And JP, when we look around Southeast Asia, around the region, what does that transition look like, the power transition between Singapore and some of the other nations? You know, Indonesia, for example, has a massive amount of natural resources of solar and also hydro, etc. What does the transition look like, though, around a region?
So first, maybe I will start with Singapore.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think Singapore, we are on the right path, I would say, because we want to achieve the net zero emission by 2050.
Right.
Not only will produce solar energy in Singapore, but we'll also import solar or clean energy from outside, neighboring countries. Also in terms of software, because we need software, right, to control all of this. Singapore has one of the most advanced software in the world for the time being. They're also doing some partnership co-development with university to ensure that all this transition will be as smooth as possible. Now, if I look at the neighboring countries, it varies, right? If we look at Vietnam, for instance, they have invested massively in solar and wind in the past years. So I would say they're on the right track. Some other countries are a bit lagging behind. So you were mentioning Indonesia. Yes, there are a lot of resources available, but they're a bit dragging behind for the time being, but they're catching up as well. And I would say the good thing is that all of them, they have put high targets to achieve this energy transition.
So they're all trying.
To one of my friends this morning when I said you were coming on. He works in this field. And he said one of the concerns about energy transition is cybersecurity. That is something that they're looking at, they're worried about. Firstly, I think, explain why cybersecurity is a concern and then maybe what Siemens Smart Grid is doing about it.
But it's a concern because, as I said before, this energy transition is very complicated. So we can only manage it through software. If you use software, you can have cybersecurity threat, right?
So,
and I can give you actually one number in Europe, because Siemens is a German company, right? So in Europe, every 10 minutes, an electrical utility, a power utility, is trying to be hacked by someone every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes.
I'm sure it's probably similar around the world as well, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can guess, but what kinds of utilities are being hacked or trying to be hacked?
All the power utilities, actually.
Everything.
Everything. Because imagine if you can hack the system, then you can just put a blackout, right?
Yeah.
And no more studio, no more interview right now.
Yeah.
So,
Some would like that. And so this is a concern for Singapore and the region as well.
It is. It is, definitely. And that's why, actually, all our systems, we worked with a lot of companies. Even we work with NATO, actually, for our system. We work closely with them. They try to hack our systems for the purpose of better protecting it.
Hmm.
So yeah, cybersecurity is a real key topic because there is no energy transition without software. And if there is software, there will be cyber attack for sure. Yeah. So,
one of the big topics these days, of course, is AI. How is Siemens software utilizing AI in this process to make this a smoother transition?
Yeah, so we start using AI. So we have been developing software for quite a while, but now we use AI to go one step further. So for example, our software today, for example, can detect when there is an outage on the grid. Let's say if there is a blackout somewhere, our system can send a message and then we can react. AI, for instance, will help the power utility later to say, hey, maybe in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, be careful, a power outage will happen.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of things we are working on at the moment.
Mm. Yeah.
And this is all, of course, part of the plan to get towards net zero.
Yes.
This is the purpose for all of this.
Yes.
Can we do it? How are we going to do it?
But the net zero, I think we can do it because, I mean, there is a growing awareness, there is commitment from government. I think technology-wise, now the solution exists. So I think overall, if we really all work in the same direction, we can definitely make it happen, yes.
Fascinating topic, yeah. And one that's, I think, urgently important to figure out how we're going to keep the grids up, how we're going to get more power. We have to leave it there. But Jean-Philippe El-Khoury, Vice President, Grid Software for Asia at Siemens. Thanks for being with us today on Money FM.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.